There is so much for us to think about and read about and meditate on about the meaning and the power of the cross. It holds us, the cross does. When we give it our attention, it draws us. It captures something that we know is deep inside of us. Somehow the cross reaches up to us. It reaches out between us. It reaches down from heaven and somehow bridges the gulf between man and God. We're going to focus on the cross in this series over the next 2 months. The many expressions of the meaning of the cross in the New Testament and the importance of the cross. Our theme verse that I'd like you to certainly memorize, but more importantly have in your heart and your spirit, is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm going to ask you to stand again. I know you just stood, but would you stand again? And I'd like for you to spend some time this morning and read and think about this verse, what it means to us. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Would you read that with me, please? For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, again we come to You and ask that we would sense Your Spirit and Your presence speaking to us about Your cross. Lord God, You say a lot about Your cross, and You say a lot about the cross that we're to carry. Help us, God, to understand what You want in our lives and how we're to apply the truth of this great gift of God to us. I pray that the cross would be real, it would be meaningful. I pray, God, that it would draw us to the heart of God in all that we do, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I'd like to highlight for a few minutes this morning 6 words from this incredible verse, this incredible summary of the cross. The first word that I want to highlight this morning is the word message. They look at this verse for the message of the cross. Message. God is speaking to us through the cross. God has a message for you and for me today. God has a message to you that began at the beginning of time, the beginning of eternity, when somehow God set into motion a plan and His vision and His foreknowledge of our world. He set into motion a plan for us. And God is speaking to us in the message. The cross has a message from God. You might say it like this: the cross is God's statement to us. The cross somehow summarizes the deepest and important things about our relationship with Him. The cross somehow captures the knowledge of God and the knowledge of man and what God wants to do in us through it. The cross is a message from God. It's God's statement. Another way to say it may be it's God's code. And that code is for everyone who will listen. And so this morning, as we begin this series on the cross, I want to draw you to listen for the message and ask God, what's the message that You have for me? Truly, the message is precious. The message of the cross is deep. I know we can think about the cross and we can read about the cross and we can have a cross around our neck and we can have a symbol somewhere. We can have these beautiful crosses that the kids did. I mean, we can have them up here and they can simply be some external reminder. But I want you to ask God to show you about the message that He has for you in the cross. For some, the cross is only an outward symbol, maybe a picture on the wall or some kind of a symbol or an icon that kind of reminds them that they're connected to God somehow through Jesus. But this verse says the message of the cross, it's important to God. It's important that we hear it. It's important that we embrace it. God wants you to get the message of the cross. For that, we have to go deeper. We have to be listening to God and hearing what He says to us about the depth of the cross. The cross also, it says here, the Scripture says that it's foolishness to those who are perishing. There's something about the cross that to people who will not hear its message, who will not understand it's from the heart of God and from the eternal plan of God, it seems like foolishness. It doesn't make sense. For some people, the cross seems a little unnecessary. It's a little too much. It really isn't that important to the core of who we are and what we believe and how we live and how we're connected to an eternal God. For some people, the cross just seems a little too messy, maybe a little ugly, maybe a little unnecessary, that we could really do without the message of the cross, or at least we really don't have to understand the depth of what the cross means. And of course, in Christianity today, there is a tendency sometimes to minimize the importance of the cross and what the blood of Jesus means. We kind of want some of the things of Christianity. We might want the kind of the framework of Christianity, want to be cultural Christians, but really to understand the depth of what happened on the cross and what Jesus did is something that requires going much deeper. Sometimes the cross can even be dismissed, and it's really not important to the 21st century, and you know, man has advanced in some way past the need and the importance of this outpouring of what God did. The cross can be dismissed, and we can fail to hear the message. And Paul says in this scripture in 1 Corinthians, it will be a foolishness to those who are perishing. For those who are unwilling to believe it and hear it and adopt it and hold on to it, it will just not make sense. It will even seem like foolishness. Some would say the cross is an exaggeration of something. But Paul says it pretty well. For those who refuse to believe, to those who are perishing, it will seem like foolishness. And then in this verse also are these words, but to us who are being saved, to us who are being saved, the cross has a living, ongoing role in our lives. To those that accept the meaning and the depth and the purpose of the cross, it's an ongoing message to us. It's what Jesus did there and what Jesus wants to do now in our lives. The message of the cross is an ongoing message. It's not simply that it was finished 2,000 years ago in the event that Jesus did, but there's an ongoing nature of the cross. And it's all about relationship. It's all about a living relationship with God. It's about God speaking through us and in us and to us through the cross and what it means and what it did for us. It's about relationships. It's a lifelong process of God speaking to us and living in us and filling our minds and our hearts with His direction. And how do we live that out? We are in the process of being saved as we live it out. This verse says, but to us who are being saved, the tense of this verse or this expression is ongoing. Paul was saying something about the ongoing nature of the message of the cross in our lives, that we need to continue to seek it and hear it and follow it and be shaped by it and be drawn by it and be convicted by it, to be led by it, that God wants this ongoing process of learning and changing and growing and being what He calls us to be. We are being saved. In one sense, we use the term, we are saved, and we usually use the term in that sense. There comes a place in our lives when we confess our sins to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we believe unto Him to salvation, and we are saved. But there's also a sense, and it's found often when you read about the cross in the New Testament, the sense of the ongoing work of God, that the cross has something to say to those that have been a believer for a few days, to those that have been a believer for 50 years, God has something to do in us. And part of that comes from what He did on the cross and what He wants to do with each one of us. We are in that living process. It is a living message pointing and drawing us to God. So I want to invite you to be on a journey as we read these scriptures about the cross. Be on a journey of saying, God, what do You say to me today about the cross? It's important what God said to you yesterday about the cross, but it's also important what God says today about the cross. For those that are in that relationship, the message of the cross is the power of God. The last part of this verse, it is the power of God. The cross is powerful. It's powerful, and the elements of what it meant and what we read about it are powerful in our lives. God only can change the human heart. Only the story of the cross and the resurrection of Jesus can change the human heart. It is powerful to save. It is powerful to overcome sin. It's powerful to overcome the sin nature. It's powerful to change people, to change lives, to give us that orientation that God wants for your life, to give purpose to your life. The cross is powerful. The cross deals with the deepest issues of your soul and your being. The cross deals with who you are and where you're going and what you choose for your life. It speaks to us in life's journey. Another way that you might say it is like this: the cross is calling to you and I. I believe that the cross is calling to every person to know who God is and allow God to order your life. I want to invite you to hold on to the meaning and the message and seek the message of the cross in your life. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 says it like this: I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. The Apostle Paul somehow came to this place of total abandonment to this idea, to the meaning of the cross. It meant so much to him. And here's this man who didn't have the New Testament scriptures or the written gospels, but God was speaking in his heart to give him a vision of the importance of the cross and how it was important that he would enter into the crucifixion of Jesus. You may have heard that term maybe many times before. I have been crucified with Christ. What does it mean for you? What does it mean that God wants you to be crucified with Jesus? I mean, we can't go back and be on that physical cross. We know that. But somehow we enter into who Jesus is. We enter into by faith and believing that God is who He says He is, and we enter into that crucifixion. Something within us is to be crucified also. I no longer live, Paul said, but Christ lives in me. Paul said that there's something in him that died. There's something inside his spirit and his heart and his life that had to be put to death. I am crucified with Christ. What is our role? Our role is to come before the cross and say, God, what is it inside of me that you want to crucify? What do you want to change? One more scripture to think about in Galatians chapter 6. Verse 24 this morning, it says, go to that next one, would you please, Crystal? May I never boast except in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Again, Paul is holding on to this idea that the cross is what God did, but the cross is also what God wants to do in him and in you and in me. And I want to invite you over the next few weeks to enter into these scriptures that describe what God wants to say to us about the power of the cross in our everyday lives. If you get out a concordance in your Bible, you'll see 20 to 30 scriptures that talk about the meaning of the cross for the living, the meaning of the cross for the Christian, the meaning of the cross for the church today. God wants to speak to each one of us in that. There's a woman, I know that you've probably heard her name, Fanny Crosby. About 150 years ago, Fanny wrote these words. Go to that next slide. Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. I took some time and read about Fanny Crosby's life as I was thinking about this song and some other songs that Fanny Crosby wrote. Fanny Crosby was an amazing lady. Again, she lived about 150 years ago and died in 1915. Fanny Crosby lived to 95 years old. She was blind, became blind as an infant or a toddler. She spent the rest of her life writing about what the cross meant to her and other subjects. She wrote over 8,000 hymns. Many of them are in her songbook, some that we love the most. Fanny Crosby had a vision of the cross and how it affected and touched her life. That's very amazing. Jesus, keep me near the cross.